This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. The Election Commission today uploaded the data received in digitized form from the Registry of the Supreme Court on electoral bonds on its website. The data can be accessed at the EC's website. The EC said in a statement that political parties had filed data on electoral bonds in sealed cover as directed by the Supreme Court. The data received from political parties was deposited in the Supreme Court without opening the sealed covers. In pursuance of the Apex Court's order on the 15th of March this year, the Registry of the Supreme Court had returned the physical copies along with a digitized record of the same in a pen drive in a sealed cover. The Election Commission has changed the date of counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly polls to the 2nd of June instead of the 4th of June. The EC said in a statement that there will be no change in respect of the schedule for parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. The Election Commission had yesterday announced the poll schedule for assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh, along with the schedule for general elections. The 32-member Sikkim Assembly and 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Assembly will go to polls in single phase, along with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 19th of April. The election for 175-member Andhra Pradesh Assembly will be conducted in a single phase on the 13th of May, and polling for 147-member Odisha Assembly will be held in four phases on the 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June, along with the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an NDA rally, Prajagalam, in Palnadu district of Andhra Pradesh this evening. He will also be participating in the NDA political meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Party, setting the stage for the coming general and state assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh. The Telugu Desam Party recently rejoined the NDA fold after a gap of 5 years. The Prime Minister is holding mega roadshows and rallies in southern states since Friday as part of the party's election campaign for the Lok Sabha polls. Mr. Modi will address public meetings in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Telangana tomorrow and the day after. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached 4 immovable properties as proceeds of terrorism in the ISIS module case in Pune's Kondwa today. The NIA in a statement said that the attached properties are linked with 11 accused persons, including 3 absconders. It said that they were being used for the purpose of IED fabrication and its training and planning of terrorist acts. It said the properties used by the accused are residential houses and flats. The NIA further said this case relates to an ISIS conspiracy to spread terror by carrying out attacks at various places in Maharashtra, Gujarat and other parts of India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India needs to be prepared domestically by focusing on manufacturing to counter China. Speaking at the India Today conclave yesterday, he said, if you need to deal with China, you need to have an economy which is geared up for it. Dr. Jaishankar said, it's not just about the boundary issue, but there are major economic issues as well. The External Affairs Minister said, it was only in the last decade that India started focusing on its manufacturing sector to take on China. Dr. Jaishankar noted that while the relationship with China deteriorated after the 2020 Galwan clashes, the tensions had been building up over a period of time. The Enforcement Directorate ED has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board DJB. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the national capital tomorrow and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under the PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, the summit clash between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Delhi Capitals will be held at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Smriti Mandhana, led RCB, defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 5 runs in the semi-final on Friday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.